People are still buying the prime choice sweet cuts of beef, but not as much. And with prices, yeah, well, like the prices have gone up over 40% on the hoof and through the cattle sale yards and such. We can't put our prices up that much, or no one would even look at us. So all we can do is spread our prices across everything. Even though the likes of pork and chicken haven't gone up very much, they've got to take a little bit of the price increase so we don't have to put our beef out of the range of normal people.
And here in Tenterfield, Tim, there's also a big supermarket here. Obviously, you've got competition happening between you and them.
There's always competition. We've got two supermarkets. One is a Coles supermarket and the other one's just a locally owned one, which is still, they're still a convenient shopping thing. And people, no matter how hard you try, no matter how good your product are, convenience is a big thing. So we've just got to try and get different products that they can't buy at a supermarket.
Looking ahead, viability of butchers in small towns, are you confident?
Yeah, I am confident. I think that people are looking for that personal service these days. Apart from being in such a hurry to go and grab something, people in the country expect service.
Now, where do you get your livestock from? Do you buy locally and send it away?
We buy as much as we can locally. At the moment, we've been having trouble sourcing beef local, so we have been buying a bit out of Warwick. There hasn't been much around here at the moment. It's a seasonal thing. Our lambs are all coming from down towards Glen Ellis, which is still called up pretty much local, still Northern Tablelands, and of course the pork from down the western side of Tenterfield.
The hassles with buying your beef locally, why is that?
Just the quality hasn't been there. It's not a good time of the year before the calves and the veal start coming on. You're sort of the tail end of everything now, and and plus your competition going up against the feedlotters and the restockers at the moment is just putting it beyond our reach, some out of it. And once you get over $3, $3.10, we can't compete, so we've got to try and keep our prices down, keep our buying price down to be able to compete, otherwise we can't do it.
There's butcher Tim Rose from Tenterfield. It's a similar story an hour or so south at Glen Innes, where you'll find Tim Hooper behind the counter of one of the town's three butcher shops. There once was eight.
Yeah, the beef prices have been up, but I think the consumer is starting to realise that our farmers need to receive a price for their product so that they can continue on producing an Australian product, which is a quality product. I find here in our shop, we've dropped a little bit, but overall, it's sort of the demand's not too bad. You know, everybody's looking for their Scotch fillets and their T-bones and rumps, which I thought would have dropped off with the price. But I think it's like everything. If you put a quality article in, people will pay that little bit extra.
Are they dropping the quantities they're buying from you?
They are dropping the quantities slightly, but I think people now are looking at say, your Scotches and rumps and T-bones. They'll have just the one quality piece of meat instead of, say, buying the cheaper cut. They're enjoying it, so, I mean, they keep coming back.
So where are you buying your beef from and where is it processed?
All the beef's brought within 100k's radius of Glen Innes, so it's all local. We send it to Fredericton, which is down near Kempsey, Everson's Meats, to get it killed. And then it's carted back, which creates another cost. But at the end of the day, you just got to look at everything and you've got to run your business to the demand and try and make as much profit as you can.
Another thing you've got to contend with are the big supermarkets. Now, there's one here in town these days. There's two here in Glen Innes these days. They're popping up everywhere. How did that impact you? And, you know, how do you compete against that? Because there's convenience and there's a wide range of product. It's not bad product, but they're here and they're taking business.
Yeah, the large supermarket chains here in Glen Innes, we had one and then we got another one. And when we got the second one, what they done, this business here went from five full-time staff down to one and myself. But at the end of the day, I've just had to re-look at the business and make it profitable and just keep working at it and just keep the customers coming through the door. And I found that if you put that premium product out, you can still make a living, but I mean, you're never going to be a millionaire, but at the end of the day, you make a living and you're quite happy doing it, I think.
I met the Werris Creek butcher who's shutting up shop at the end of this month, sadly. He just said cost just got too great for him. Have you heard of any more butchers closing down or thinking about pulling the pin?
I've heard around the district that everybody's doing it very hard because of the costs. But in saying that, you've got to look at your business, you've got to look at your turnover, what you're putting through, your costings, and you've got to make sure that everything you do, you don't waste anything. You've got to put something there that consumer wants. Like, I mean, if the housewife comes into your store, you cannot give her anything that is not good enough.
What are your plans for Christmas? Obviously, staying open right until the end?
Yeah, we're staying open to the Christmas Eve, and we're going to looking at the order list there. We've got a fair bit to do, so it'll keep the two of us pretty busy, and a couple of pretty well sleepless nights, maybe three or four of them, and that'll keep us going, and hopefully that'll put a little bit of money in the bank and pay the bills, and everything should be fine.
Great to hear. Terry Hooper, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks very much.